Blog Talk Radio. Sing it down low for him.
Joining us this evening on Woman to Woman. This is your host, LaDon, Minister LaDon, and
Coach D.
And we are excited about tonight's show. You know, for the month of March, we have been bringing you the bees. Remember, this is Women's Month,
Women's National History Month, and we've been just focusing on women, which we always do.
Yeah.
We decided that this month we were going to bounce back from some of the bees in our life. That was the goal, of bouncing back. And so we've been bouncing back from bees. We've been bouncing back from bitterness, brokenness, betrayal, backstabbing, broke, bankrupt, bad credit, bad attitude.
And beat down.
Amen. So we have really been bouncing back from the bees. And so tonight we're going to still deal with the bees. But these are the bees that we're going to deal with tonight are not necessarily the bouncing back from bees. These are the bees that we need to boast about.
Oh, I love that. I love that. These are the bees that that show that you've gotten far beyond where you used to be. These are the bees that are things such as the bridges, the blessings, and going beyond the bitterness and beyond the pain. So that is, again, what we are focusing on tonight.
Yes. So we want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we thank you for listening in. We want to give everyone a few minutes. If you need to make that quick text, or call your girlfriend real quick, or get something out the kitchen, you know, something to snack on, or get your favorite beverage. And we're going to ask you to do that at this time.
We definitely are. And I want you guys to make sure that you have your pens and that you have something to write with. And grab your Bibles, too. We're going to give you a moment to do all of that fun stuff, because tonight, as we go beyond all the bad bees and get to the better bees, we want you to be prepared. So we're going to give you a moment to grab your pen, your paper, your Bibles or your notebooks or your journals. And, of course, if you're grabbing something to eat, and don't forget, grab your girlfriend. Most importantly.
Right.
Besides your Bibles, grab your girlfriend.
Yes, and so while we're giving you that opportunity, we're going to take 2 minutes. We're going to give you a little bit of music to inspire you, to remind you that this is woman to woman, and we want to talk woman to woman tonight. So we want to encourage you. We're going to give you 2 minutes, and when we come back, we are going to boast about some bees. And we're not talking about the
bad bees.
The bad bees. We're talking about the boastful bees. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of light we sing, songs of love and songs of joy, songs of light we bring.
Sing it again. Woman to
woman,
woman, songs of life we bring, songs of love and songs of joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him.
I've learned is that when you hold on to God, he will He will be your bridge. And so that's why I wanted to start with scripture for how do we get away from all of the chaos in our life and all of the chaos in our world. And so the B that we're beginning with tonight is bridges. How to get away from your challenges. Bridges.
Okay, well, that does sound good. I mean, really, what is a bridge?
A bridge, of course, you know, we can look up the definition. I'll give you guys the Webster definition of bridge. And so what we know a bridge to be, give us 1 second while we pull up, it's a structure built to span obstacles without closing the way underneath, such as a body of water, valley, or road. And so we, in reading that, we know a bridge to be a structure that bridges from one distance to the next. So one situation or one challenge and take you away from there.
Wow, that's good. But as you were saying this, and I'm not going to get super spiritual. I'm taking off my super spiritual cape on tonight and just do some real down-to-earth talking. And the real down-to-earth talking is this. When you were explaining the definition of a bridge, I would really wish I would have took some time to see the Greek or the Hebrew word for bridge as it pertains to a niche. But as you was explaining that bridge, you know, the definition taking you from one place to another without blocking the underneath, I really did see Christ as being that bridge from the flesh to the spiritual, from you know, from the things of the world to eternal life. I really seen, I visualized him being that bridge between us and God.
Mm, wow.
He really is. And so when we know, you know, it's different belief systems. We get that. And by no means are we, condemning or crucifying or any of that. I'm talking about what I believe. And so when the word tells us that no one could get to the Father but by him, literally, I see him being the bridge between us and God.
Wow. Wow. That's so awesome. You know, as we're talking about bridges and as we're talking about Christ being the bridge, we know that you have to first accept Christ as your Savior and come to Christ for him to allow him to be the bridge. And it just really takes me back to this whole subject of how are we getting away from our pain and suffering. You have to want to get away from that pain and suffering, and not just desire in your heart, oh, I wish I wasn't in this situation anymore, but want it so bad that you're willing to grab onto or to go across the bridge. You're willing to allow the bridge to be the conduit to take you away from the challenges that you're going through.
Yes.
You have to want to get away from there. And that desire has to be greater than the situation, than allowing yourself to soak in that situation. Have you ever, Denise, have you ever been just upset about something and your mind keeps going to it and keeps going to it and keeps going to it, and you know you're supposed to change your thoughts. You maybe know that you're not supposed to dwell on it, but when that topic or that situation pops up in your mind, you spend so much time just dwelling on it.
Yeah.
Recreating
the situation
over and over and over again.
Because the situation it happens. So by the time the situation happens on the outside, it's the past.
Uh-huh.
We create it here in the inside. But what we create here in the inside, you know, that situation. So every time we rethink it, we bring it back into the present.
Exactly. And so you're not allowing a bridge to take you away from that situation. You're deciding to stay stuck in your challenge. You're deciding to stay stuck in your circumstance. And so you have to make a decision to say, you know what, I'm tired of being tired.
Amen.
I hear people, and I say this sometimes myself, I'm so tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of this, and I'm tired of that. You have to become tired of being tired. And at that point, decide that you are going to do something different. You have to decide that you're going to do something different. You can walk around saying that you're tired all day long. You can walk around complaining about your situation. You can walk around complaining about your circumstances. But when you become tired of being tired, that's when things are going to change.
Yes. I get it. We all probably could say, that sounds good. Because how many of us have literally been in situations that we deal with week after week, or day after day, week after week, month after month, and we continue in those situations, and then we wonder, how can we get out of this situation? You know, or we cry about the situation. Not how we could get out of the situation, but we cry about the situation, and the reality of it is that we haven't taken a step to get out of the situation.
And that's why you need that bridge. And that's what we're talking about at this moment, is we're talking about bridges that take you from one point to the other point, to a whole total different new point. And so as we begin to talk about bridges and as we're talking about changing situations, again, you have to be the one to decide that, you know, I'm just through with this challenge. I'm through with this situation that I'm going through, and I am now deciding in this moment to do something different. When you go across that bridge of doing something different, you know, you may have heard the saying, don't burn your bridges. But that's one bridge that you definitely can burn. If you're coming away from a bad situation, if you're coming away from a bad challenge, and you walk across the bridge to leave that challenge or leave that situation, go ahead and burn that bridge. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Start something new. Do something different. And I know it can be a challenge to do something different, especially when you've been doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. You might wake up in the morning and say, you know what, today is a new day. I am not going to procrastinate today. Today I'm going to be on my grind. I'm going to be on the ball. I'm going to take care of business. You wake up, you're excited, you think that you're going to do something different, and you end up doing the same thing that you did yesterday. Maybe you don't get out of bed, or maybe you take too long getting ready for whatever it is that you need to get ready for, or maybe you spend too much time on the telephone. Maybe you spend too much time on the computer. Whatever it is, it's something that holds you to your challenge. It's something that holds you to your current circumstances of chaos. Decide to do something different. Introduce something new into your daily lifestyle. That can be waking up in prayer, which we should be doing anyways, but it can be waking up in prayer in the morning. It can be making sure that today I'm only going to spend 10, 15 minutes on any telephone call. If I have to spend longer than that, then that has to be a second telephone call that I reserve for later in the day. Just put steps to start forming your bridge to get away from the challenge or the circumstance that you are in now. You want to make sure that you're not continuously doing the same thing over and over again, because habits, bad habits especially, are hard to break. They come up out of you unconsciously. When you wake up in the morning, you might do the same thing routinely. Get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your hair, go back to your bedroom, make your bed. Whatever your normal routine is, it's a habit. And so you don't even have to think about it. It just comes out of you and you just do it. You brush your teeth the same way every morning. You might grab your toothbrush with the same hand every morning. Grab your toothpaste with the same hand every morning. Wash your face the same direction every morning. And starting to form new bridges and starting to form new habits, and again, we're talking about bridges to take you away from situations and circumstances and start a new a new area of life that you want to be in, or a new situation that you want to be in, some new circumstances. And so do something different. Wash your face in a different direction. Brush your teeth before, you know, or wash your face before you brush your teeth. Do something different to say, I'm out of the norm. I'm creating new habits. I don't want to do the same thing over and over again. So, like we said, we're talking about bridges this evening, and we're talking about getting away from bad situations. We're talking about getting away from bad circumstances, and we're talking about how do you walk away from bad situations and circumstances, especially if you've been in it for a long time. And again, sometimes we don't, it's just so hard to put one foot in front of the other. You say that you want to, you wake up saying that you're going to, and then yet you don't, and you end up doing the same thing, and another day has passed, and you're still in the same situation. We are talking about being tired of being tired and walking away and forming a new lifestyle, a new change in your life, so that you can do new things and be in a new area of your life.
Well, you know, as you were saying that, one of the things is that sometimes we in situations, like you said, we have to make up our mind if we're tired, because it might not be a situation we like, but that don't mean that we made up our mind that we no longer want to be in the situation. And I said that because I have personal experience, and I'm sure many of us do, is that sometimes we're in situations that we don't like, but we don't like the situation, and we could call it faith. We're having faith that the situation's going to change. That we could call it that, you know. Or the other thing is that if you don't want to call it faith, you stay around hoping that the situation is going to change.
Uh-huh.
And so you stay in it, because nobody stays in bad situations.
Because they like it,
you know. And then I'm using the term bad, but nobody stay in a situation. I'm not going to even use the term bad, because that bad is a matter of perspective.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can share my situation to you, and you'll say, ooh, that's a terrible situation. But to me, it may not be,
uh-huh.
You know. And so it's not until you determine something. You got to determine some B's about your situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a situation, you got to determine, is this the B, best situation?
Uh-huh.
Is this a B, bad situation?
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? And so once you determine what that situation is, and then you can start making choices. And a lot of us don't want to ask the questions of our situation because we don't want to make a choice.
Exactly, because when you have to make a choice, when you start asking questions, that means you have to do something now with the information that you now have. And so if you're not ready to, or don't want to, desire to make a choice to change your situation, you're not going to ask those questions. And you know what? Sometimes we ask those questions and we still don't change. Now you know, and you're still in that same situation. Again, you have to be tired of being tired in order to change your lifestyle. And for me, I think, why hold on to something that makes you upset, that is unhealthy for your mind, that's unhealthy for your spirit? Why are you holding on to that when you can walk away from that and you can now be healthy? Like, why do we do that as women? Why do we hold on? You know, you say you hope things are going to change. You've been through the same situation 20 million times and you keep hoping. How many times are you hoping for? Are you hoping that 10th time is a charm, the 11th time is a charm, the 15th time is a charm? How many times are you hoping for? And so, again, you have to make some determination to say what that situation looks like. Again, is it bad? Is it the best situation for you? Is it something that you need to build a bridge to walk away from? So, see? Coach T.
Okay, so, you know, this is woman to woman. And we, you know, a woman to woman, the one thing people can say when they call in a woman to woman is what? That we are down to earth, that we are real women, and I'm talking about me and Mr. LaDon, that we are real girlfriends, that we've been knowing each other for years, that we're sisters. We are sisters. beyond girlfriend. We got that sisterhood bond because she could step on my toe, I could step on her toe, and guess what? We ain't going nowhere because we have already established a bond of unity and sisterhood that we're going to tell each other our truth. And we're going to tell each other what we believe is the truth. So we're talking about this, and I'm laughing, and you guys can't see it, but we're laughing because we're talking about some real situations. We don't have to go into all that, but we're talking about real situations. So this is what sisters do. You encourage each other, and you inspire each other, and you allow each other to vent to one another. You allow each other to vent about different situations and circumstances. You don't condemn one another. You encourage each other. And the best thing you could do when you have a girlfriend that's going through a situation and you know it might be to her detriment, but you know that you have to allow her to go through it because it's her experience.
Amen.
It's her testimony. It's her journey. And you know you have to allow her to go through it. So you just, you know, give work, and sometimes it get on your nerves, because you guys know, y'all got that one girlfriend that been through a whole lot with the same situation, and every year don't change, and you just be like, oh, Lord, here she come again, she get ready to tell me something else about this, and you be wanting to just sock her in the head, or like, come on, come too, but you know you got to just love her through it, and so I say that to say, because some of you might have those situations going on right now where you know somebody that's going through something, being with the best case scenario we could talk of, let's just keep it real, it could be a lot of different reasons why, but it's normally behind a man.
Wow.
It's normally behind a man that you see your girlfriend, your sister girl, that's going through something. It's normally behind some man that she's in love with, and he's not mature. He hasn't matured yet, or he hasn't made up his mind, because he's in this relationship, but he hasn't made up his mind. And when I say he hasn't made up his mind, is that when you normally going through, and it could be us, you know, it could be the woman too that hasn't made up her mind because she ready to run, or she ready to get upset at every given thing, or she's ready to turn away from. So, she dramatized everything that goes on. He didn't call. He's supposed to call at 7, and he didn't call until 7:45, and that becomes a dramatization. Oh my gosh, he didn't call. It's 30 minutes now. Or oh, I didn't talk to him. You know that the thing there. And so, when we were talking about the situations about how many times.
How many times are you hoping for change? Or is it 10 times? Is it 15 times? Is it 20 times? When is enough enough?
Right. And so who knows? It's an individual thing that one person might take a couple of weeks for them to realize, You know, some people might take a couple. It just depends. It depends on what you want.
Yeah.
It depends on what you want. It depends on what God is showing you. And I think the biggest thing is saying, even asking these questions, is going back to the other B. And the other B is the Bible.
Oh, amen. You know, I love how you said it depends on what God is showing you. Because in all things, if you stay focused on purpose, if you stay focused on who God has called you to be, all of the other B's will magically go away. And when I say magically go away, is that you'll find that you're not concentrating on certain things. You'll find that you're not giving it your full attention. You'll find that you're too busy. I like that B. You're too busy to be bothered by all of the BS.
Did you guys, now ladies, repeat that. Ladies, you need to write those B's down because there's a lot of B's. There's a lot of B's that keeps us unbalanced.
Uh-huh.
It really is. And I just think this is unique that we're using the letter B. Who knows, next month we might need to go to another letter because there's a lot of B's that keep us in bondage.
Yes, it is.
And it's just a B.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a B.
It is just a B, and it all starts with your brain. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, ladies, you have to start changing the way that you think in order to get away from your circumstances, in order to get away from those trials, in order to get away from those challenges. The first place of attack is your mind. And it's been said that if you can capture the mind, all else follows. And that's true. Because if I get a hold of your mind, your body has no choice but to submit because your mind controls your body. But guess what? If I get a hold of your mind and I put and I'm controlling your mind, whoever that you're around, whoever that you're engaged and entangled with, they now become affected or infected by what you are going through anyways. And so I'm saying all that because you have to protect your mind. You have to take care of your own thoughts. And so if you're going through chaos and chaotic times, again, don't let your brain concentrate on the challenges. Have your brain start concentrating on how to get out of those challenges, how not to deal with those challenges. You know, one thing we do as women, we convince ourselves to stay in situations and circumstances that are no good for us. We talk ourselves into it, and that's why we stay.
You know, yeah, that is true. This is one of the things I would like to say is that, and when I say situations, when you say situations, it's not no good for us. You have to do some qualifying and verify. You got to qualify the situation because, you know, is it a bad situation? Is this situation causing me undue stress? How am I responding to this situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it, first of all, you got to see if the situation line up. Because, see, things could be stressful for us, and, see, we got to get in the habit. We can't be in the habit of everything that's stressful. First thing we want to say, especially as believers, ooh, that ain't God. But just because it's stressful don't mean that it's not God. That's the first thing I want to say. So you got to look at the situation and identify, does it line up with the word of God for my life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to speak the word of God over it? Because sometimes situations may not be exactly the way we want them to be, and so now we begin to speak negativity over. You didn't do this. We didn't do this. Or this didn't do this. Or this investment didn't pay off. Or this bank ain't this. I mean, we just could go into all of that. And so we get away from speaking to our situations instead of allowing our situations to speak and dictate to us. So you got to determine, is this a situation that you believe that is a God situation? And then once you identify that, then you have to say, okay, now that I believe that this is a God situation or this is God sent, it's difficult, but I know it's God sent. So now what can I do to make this situation undifficult? What can I do in waiting to this? Going through the process, because guess what? Going through processes is painful.
Yeah, and you still have to start in your brain, because when you determine that situation is a God situation, there's going to be all these different attacks that come up to you, and the attacks are thoughts in your brain first and foremost.
Mm.
Because no matter what anybody does on the outside, it's how you process it on the inside that makes the difference. Just like you said, if you want to determine if it's painful or if it's not painful or if it's good or if it's not good, not so good, no matter what happens on the outside, somebody can beat you up. Somebody can rob from you, steal from you. Somebody can kill somebody. Somebody can cheat on you, whatever the case may be. It's how you process it on the inside that determines how it's going to affect your outside.
Oh, that's perfect. I got a perfect example of that. And hopefully this will bless somebody, because it blessed me at a point of time in my life. You're in a relationship, and we're talking women. So this could be vice versa. But because we're women and we're talking woman to woman, we're going to keep it on the woman thing. So you're in a relationship with this man. This man cheats on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're hurt. You're devastated by it. Your trust, you feel betrayed. Your trust is broken. Now, there's two ways you could take that. There's two ways you could take that because you hear people all the time, oh, he cheated on me. This is it. This relationship is over. This is it. I ain't dealing with cheating. That's one thing you hear. But then just as many, I would say you hear more so people that stay and try to work through cheating. I say this to say it because it's how you perceive it. Cheating is cheating. I'm not trying to justify cheating. I'm not trying to make cheating right. What I'm trying to say is how that cheating affects you is based on how you perceive it. Because, see, what we want to do is internalize it as women. So when a man cheat on us, we want to make it about us. He cheated on me because. Why did he cheat on me? It ain't a woman that got cheated on that don't ask herself this simple question. What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he cheat on me? How could he do that to me? I mean, I've been so good to him. How could he just treat me like this? But guess what? He didn't do it to you. He did it to himself. His cheating had absolutely nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
His cheating had to do with his own insecurities, his own integrity box being shrunk. So he was lacking the character, integrity, and accountability by cheating. Had nothing to do with you. And so when we make it about us, that's where the bitterness, the pain, the anger, the hurt, all of this stuff come on, whether we stay in that relationship or not. Some of us were in relationships with a cheater. We broke up with him, went on about our life, but guess what we did? We took that spirit of what that thing did to how we perceived it, and we went into every other relationship bitter and angry and not trusting because of something somebody else did to us 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Some of us still ain't in relationships or not in healthy relationships because of somebody that cheated on us 20 years ago, and we never let it go. Well, guess what I'm going to say today? Because the show's not over, but this is what I want to say to you listening today. Let it go. It wasn't about you. The cheating wasn't about you. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm.
Hurt people hurt people. Broken people hurt people. So whatever was broken in that person that caused them to be unfaithful, that had nothing to do with you. It was something that probably happened in their childhood. They could have been a teenager, 13 years old, had their first girlfriend. And then she decided that she wanted to go be with somebody older or cuter or had a car. Now, that person he's devastated because his first love broke up with him, broke his heart, and then he goes through the rest of his life breaking other people's heart because his heart was broken at 13. He's 33 now, but his heart was broken at 13, and at 33, he's still operating from that childhood mindset of 13.
Amen.
And if you look at it like that, and again, I'm not condoning cheating. It's absolutely unacceptable. But I'm saying if you look at it like that, then maybe you could come from it a different way. Because it doesn't mean that this man is not a good man because he cheated. It means that he got some brokenness, which still means that maybe this is not a person that you need to be in a relationship with, or at least not now. And so if you're a praying woman, if you're a believer, then maybe if this is somebody that you believe is a good person, has some great qualities, but you got some issues there, then maybe you just don't need to be his girlfriend. Maybe you need to be his sister in Christ. Maybe you need to be his friend. Maybe you need to pray for him. Instead of being mad and angry at him and taking it personal, maybe you just need to remove self out of the situation and then step back in. Not saying that you got to be his savior or anything like that, but be a sister. Be the sister in Christ. That may not happen in every situation, but that's a different way of looking at it.
You know what I found, too, is that you have to be first a sister to yourself. I find that when we don't cross that bridge to better, and I'm saying better because one thing that we all know is when something is unhealthy for us, we realize when things are unhealthy for us, and that's one way of determining whether we're in a good situation or a not-so-good situation. And so you have to, once you make that determination, and the way that you make that determination is not focusing on that other person and trying to be there for that other person, but trying to be there for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are there for yourself, you don't have to be bitter about the situation or the challenge.
Yeah.
Because one thing that I find is that we all have accountability and responsibility in every situation that we're in. And so if I decide to stay, I make that determination to stay, in no way, shape, or form am I now a victim.
Yes.
And neither do I have to be a doormat either, because if I'm staying, then maybe I'm saying, okay, I'm going to lay down some laws, and if these laws are broken, this is what's going to happen. Setting up some boundaries, another good B word, setting up some boundaries. But if I have no boundaries, then that's my responsibility.
Exactly.
And I'm accountable for that. So as we talked about bridges and are now flowing on to blessings, that's one of the things that you have to make sure that you are keeping at the forefront of your brain is, what? How am I determining in the situation that I'm in, and how do I make sure that I'm keeping myself accountable and being good to myself? I'm being a sister to myself, because when I'm a sister to myself, I can then be a sister to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be good to everybody. But I can't blame somebody. How can you blame somebody for walking all over you when you lay yourself down to allow somebody to walk all over you?
That's true. That is true.
If you say, ouch, get up, don't quit, stop, guess what? They can't do it.
Well, not even that, because that's what most people are doing. Ouch, stop, quit, that hurts. That's good that you're saying that, but that don't mean, so what, you say that, because if something hurts you, in other words, if you, like we said before, if you go to a hot stove and you stick your hand in the fire, you can scream ouch all day long, but you can't keep your hand in the fire and still scream ouch. You can't. It's like the boy who cried wolf. And that's what we see a lot of times, even with our girlfriends and our sisters, you know, when they're going through something, especially as it pertains to a relationship. They keep complaining about the relationship. But it's like, okay, girl, you got your hand in the fire. You said, ouch. You screaming, ouch. He did, ouch, ouch, ouch. And then it's like at some point you got to take your hand out the fire.
Yeah, or get out the way.
Get out
Move
the way.
Out the way.
Get out the way. And even when I was saying in the support system of being a sister, I wasn't necessarily saying that you got to stay in the situation. I'm saying you got to change your perception. Not that you got to be there to even be a support system, but what I'm saying, you got to change how you look at things so that you don't walk away angry and you don't bring that same baggage to your next relationship who don't have nothing to do with that situation. And you can't do that. And you can't do that. You can't break free. Another B, break free. You can't break free from that pain if you're leaving it as an enemy,
mm-hmm.
or if you're leaving it as a victim. Because no victim is going to go back and intermingle with, or no victim's going to be friendly or accepting of the perpetrator.
They do sometimes. But it's
rare.
Yeah. It's actually a psychological condition when they do, and it's out of being victimized. So yeah.
Okay. I get where you're going with that, but I'm just saying that you can't. Even in that, you know, I could think of a situation. You know, you think of somebody who's been molested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a child. And they're definitely a victim. I mean, that's a situation where that's definitely a victim, and that's definitely an example of a perpetrator and a victim. But then let's say this person, him or her, get older and they become an adult. There's some point in that and it's called forgiveness. And that's really what I'm talking about. It's called forgiveness. You can't walk out away from a situation without operating in forgiveness and not expect to not be bitter and angry about it. You can't. It's the way we're built. I mean, you do have some people that have a, they're the exception to the rule, that have a unique ability, but it's to call forgiveness. You have to be able to forgive that situation. You've got to be able to process that situation so that you can forgive it, so that you can move on and you don't have to carry it around like a backpack. Oh, you know what? You go, and then you get into your next relationship, and ladies, you get into your next relationship, and you're so hurt behind the previous relationship that you got this backpack on your back, and then you get into the next relationship, and you turn around and you take this backpack out, you unzip it, and you dump it on the floor at the new relationship. Scare the heck out of somebody. Like, oh, my God.
And now you're mad at them because they want you to clean up that mess.
Yeah, you got this mess.
And you're like, you help me clean up this mess. They want to mess, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, so, sisters, we got to stop. We got to do, when we know better, we got to do better. We got to stop engaging, you know, we praying and believing God for us a mate. Lord, send me a mate. Lord, send me a mate. I want somebody that's going to love me. I want somebody that's going to be willing to provide and protect and be a priest in the home. And then, and, you know, we want this thing, you know, provider, a protector, a priest, you know, not that he has to really be a priest, but you want somebody spiritual. That's what that means. And you give all these P's of what you want in that person, and then God sends that person, and then you operate in. You messed up. You're not even ready. You weren't prepared. Mm-hmm. You hadn't processed some more P's. You hadn't processed your pain from the previous relationship. You haven't healed. And you're not whole. So now you're broken and you're leaking all over the place. And now this good person come along and then that relationship not going to work. So now you got another reason to be feeling like you betrayed and you this and you that. But you was already messed up. You was already, you know, you was already broken. And a lot of times we're broken into 1,000 pieces. We are damaged. We're in thousands of fragments. And then we want some man. We want God to send us some man that's going to fix us. And sometimes you are broken in so many pieces that even crazy glue ain't working. Because when you're broken into that, shattered into that many pieces, you got to know that some of the pieces are missing.
Mm. Yeah. That's so true. That's very true. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know, we are getting towards the end of the show, so we want to give our callers an opportunity. If you are listening in on tonight, and I know this show has been about some better bees, and so if you are listening in and you have a question or a comment on tonight's topic, please feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment on tonight's topic. Guys, see, Tuesday night comes. Sister Girlfriend, and before we know it, it is already an hour, and gosh, time passes quick when you're having fun.
It does, and while we're continuing on with the show and allowing time for if anyone has comments, I did want to move into blessings. I did want to come full circle and go into blessings because, you know, a lot of times we've been talking about relationships. And I want to talk about situations, too, because a lot of times we might be stuck in just our lifestyle. You know, you may be stuck in a house that you really don't want to be in and you want better. You may be stuck with bad credit, and every time you go to do something, you feel like you can't move. Or you may be stuck with kids that don't listen, and it seemed like the situation isn't going to change, and you're like, I want something different. I'm tired of this. I want something better. I want to experience the blessings of my life. I want to experience the blessings that God said that he had for me in Jeremiah. You know, he tells us, we don't even know the plans that he has for us, for the expected and the hope. And so if we're in a situation or a challenge, a lifestyle that seems kind of hopeless, then that should be an automatic flag, an automatic red flag and yellow flag that we're not where God has called us to be. And how do we get to those blessings? And so the first thing is to determine that you are determined to have the lifestyle that God is calling you to. And we do have a caller, so we're going to take that caller, and I'll hold my comment for blessings while you bring in the caller.
Okay, caller, area code 562, last four, 1130. We have a few minutes. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Thank you, and well, and hello. I was calling to Pastor LaDon, and she's right. When you're tired of being tired, you choose to do better. And when you do better, better things and blessings do happen. My testimony is I've been there, crossed the fence, didn't know why, with drugs. And one day I was tired of being tired. Never went to rehab, had children, needed to get my life back on track. And I prayed and prayed and cried and prayed and asked him, please. And he did. The skies opened. There was money in my pocket. There was new opportunity in my life. And I live so much differently now, and it is so much better. So I tell people, when you really get tired of being tired, and you just at your lowest end, God will put his hand out there, but some of us don't see it because you're just
exactly.
So in that woe. Stop being in the woe. And a lot of these things we bring bring on ourselves in relationships and, like me, drugs. I had no reason to do the things that I did because I wasn't brought up like that, but I did. I did. No one, they said, oh, such and such got you. No, I got myself started. Okay, I got myself started. So I can't blame anybody else. It was upon me to get better for me. And I tell you, when the day came and life, I swear the skies opened and life got so much better. Did I still have trials and tribulations? Yes. But now I feel like, couldn't nothing stop me now. Because if I got over that, it wasn't nothing else that I couldn't climb. Nothing, never went to rehab. I was just, the blood of Jesus said, I hear you, my sister, and I'm going to help you. And he helps us all. So we have to remember in life, a lot of these things that go on with us in relationships and these other things, we set ourselves in them. Stop being a victim. Stop being a victim. So I want to say to my sisters, I love y'all, and thank you for this show. Because we need to talk about these things, and we need to stop being victims. Stand up. Get a spine. Does sometimes you feel like you still curse? Yes. That's Satan telling you, she's doing good, so I'm going to get in her way. No, Satan, go play. Because we don't have time. We proud. We proud women, and we got to stay proud, and because we got to show the younger ones. And see, we couldn't wait to be grown. We couldn't wait to be grown, and isn't this fun? Well, you make your life the best that you can make it. If you want to be over there and be talking about woe is me, you're going to sit over there and be as woe is me. If you want to get on the high train and say today is not the day, not today, I'm going to smile, I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to be joyful and make other people see the joy and maybe they lift them up. But if you're always in that woe in some situations you put yourself in, you're always going to be down there. So that's my comment. So good night, ladies.
We thank you, caller. We thank you, Miss E, for tuning in and supporting Woman to Woman every week. And as you feel led, please let your girlfriends and friends know, and your daughters, and just let them know. We love to have them tune into the show. We are trying to bring dynamic, real, down-to-earth topics. Like you said, women, we need it. We need to stop being victims. We need to stop walking around in fragments, in thousands of pieces, constantly looking for somebody to glue us together.
Yeah.
This is a program that help women glue themselves back together, bring themselves back together through sound doctrine, to do that. So we appreciate you.
No more for real.
One of the things that she had mentioned was that oh, pardon me, that there's so many of us that are in a hurry to grow up. And one, I share this with my children, and I share this with other people, and it doesn't matter if they're girls or guys or whatever. I always tell them, you only have 18 years to be a child, 18 years to enjoy the responsibility, enjoy the non-responsibility of being an adult with adult problems. Enjoy your 18 years, because guess what? After that, you have a whole lifetime to be an adult, and you don't get those 18 years back.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, but it's, we could say it because we've been. Because you remember, our parents used to tell us the same thing, and we just didn't get it. And now we can sit back, and I you know, it's so funny. I seen somebody do a little meme the other day, and it said, if I had a chance to do it all over again, what would I do? And it said, not pay bills. So, it, you know, growing up, you know, we know, and especially I think women experience it more than men.
Mm-hmm.
I think women experience trying to be grown quicker than men. We want to be grown. We want to be this. We want to be that. And, you know, and then we want the older guys. And, you know, we want to grow up really quick. And we know that. We know because we're experiencing that. And we, as much as we try to tell the younger people, they, you know, they have to go through it. You know, everybody got their testimony. They have to build.
Yeah, that's so true. And we are coming to the end of our show. And, again, you know, I really love this show, talking about getting to the better of the bees, and we ended on blessings. We have one more show next week on the topic of bees to really finish hard with this particular series that we've been doing this month. And so next week we will go more into blessings, and we will go more into beyond. But we thank you for tuning in tonight and sharing with us the better of the bees.
And we are going to be boosting next week's show, since it is the last show on the bees. It's the last day. Actually, it just ironically happens to be the last day of National Women's History Month. So we want to get a full house. We will make sure we be boosting it. We ask you to do the same. We will be sharing our flyer on all the social media networks. If you get the flyer, please feel free to share it with your girlfriends. But we want to just bring this live bee show out in the bank. And we're believing God for some breakthroughs for the women that's calling in, that's going to be listening in to next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we're going to be bringing anointed word that's going to come forth and really give some breakthroughs. So I'm excited. I'm geared up for next Thursday's show, or next Tuesday's show, I'm sorry. So we just thank you for tuning in to MCD Network, Woman to Woman, that comes to you every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We ask that you tune in on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. And then also on Monday evenings at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, we have Relentless Pursuit, a dynamic show that's reaching the millennium generation. We thank you, ladies. We thank you for your support. Know that you are loved and appreciated. We'll see you soon. Have a great night.
Good night.